This is Tom Mullooly from Mullooly Asset Management, and this is the weekly podcast for March 30th, 2012. We've got a lot going on, but I want to focus in on why biotech stocks and that entire sector look pretty interesting right now. And by way of showing you this, I'm going to actually walk through what happened with the Home Builder Index a few months back. In December of 2011, we noticed that the chart for home builder stocks that were in positive trends, what we do is we get a percentage of the sector that's in positive trends, and we chart that on a point and figure chart. We noticed that that chart turned positive in X's for the first time in a very long period, and at nearly the same time at the end of 2011, the bullish percent for the entire sector flipped positive as well. And shortly after that, the percentage of stocks, home builder stocks, with positive relative strength. Now, relative strength is a really long-term indicator. The percentage of stocks in that index with positive relative strength flipped to X's. P.S. At the time, at the end of 2011, just a few months back, experts were still bashing home builders at the time, telling people it's not really time to get involved in these things. In that time period, in just a few months, XHB, which is the S&P Home Builder Index, moved from 17.5 to 21.5, where it is now on the last day of the first quarter. That's up 22% in just 3 months. The index itself, the Home Builder Index, is overbought, but nothing to the degree of some of the other market indicators that we use. So just to kind of follow the roadmap, we saw a bullish percent for the sector flip positive. We saw the PT chart, which is the number of stocks in a positive trend, turn positive. We saw the relative strength for the names in the sector also turn positive. We saw three big indicators in the backdrop turn positive. So let's move ahead now and take a look at biotech here in March of 2012. Well, the bullish percent for the sector is now at 44%. It was at 34% in January. It's moving up in a column of X's. We see the percentage of biotech stocks in a positive trend flipped positive at 30% in January. It's now at 36%, continues to climb. We've also seen the percentage of biotech stocks with positive relative strength now move back into a column of X's and has actually given a buy signal. We don't really use that for our relative strength charts, but it's a good indicator to see that the demand continues to grow for biotech stocks. But if you look at biotech as a sector compared to the rest of the overall market, it is nowhere near as overbought as some of the other indicators that are out there. So if you're looking for a source to put some money to work, for a place to put money to work, you might want to go through this exercise. Right now, we see biotech as a pretty positive place to put money, but I want to remind you of a few things. This podcast, it's not a recommendation to buy or sell any of the names that we mention in these podcasts. And of course, past performance is no guarantee that things are going to work out the same way in the future. And also, none of the securities, indexes, companies that are mentioned in this podcast represent past specific recommendations of Mullooly Asset Management. We always caution our listeners to consult with an investment advisor before they make a decision to buy or sell. Of course, if you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management at 732-223-9000. Again, biotech looks good. Market is overbought, but it's been overbought for 3 months and can stay that way for a few months longer. So we encourage your questions and we look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk to you again on the next podcast.